The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio, waiting to take your calls on anything that you'd like to know about your health from a natural point of view. You know, that means no drugs, no surgery. Give us an opportunity to answer those questions. Call me, 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. We've got a whole bunch of things to discuss with you, considering it is the season and everybody's scurrying and doing and going and, you know, trying to catch as catch can. So here's the deal. What happens when, you know, you're going pillar to post, you're going party to party, you're at work, and you just don't have time to do anything? And one of those anythings is stop and get something nutrition to eat. You know, your body does certain things, and it sets you up for a disaster. And those stress levels go through the ceiling. Remember, we've always talked about structural, chemical, emotional stress patterns? Well, we're going to talk about how the biochemical side affects all of that and why you get yourself into such deep, hot water. But, you know, in studio, to help me discuss and walk through that, who better than... Hi, Sue. Good morning.
Good morning. It's actually afternoon.
That's
though.
Right. Well, it was a long Christmas party last night. And we won't talk about that. We won't even begin to talk about that. So, but anyway, it is the afternoon, and it is Christmas week.
It is.
And much is going on, and people, like we did last night, are having parties, and they're trying to cram everything into a short period of time. And they're forgetting to eat. They're forgetting to grab, you know, nutritional stuff.
Exactly.
And their bodies are rebelling.
Yes.
How does that work? I mean, it's, you know, what we talk about, people getting sicker this time of the year and things happening along that line, but it really has to do with a lot of this, including not eating adequately.
Exactly. That is our key to survival during this period of time. You would never think of getting on the beltway when your car's fuel light is flashing empty. But nevertheless, that's exactly what we do during this period of time. We take our busy schedules that are already almost too busy, and then we add a whole bunch of other stuff on top of them. So now we are over the top. The first things that go are sleep and eating. Well, what are the two things we need to keep our bodies running the best?
My two favorite things.
Sleep and eating. So you end up with people having a lot of difficulty just trying to keep their heads above water, literally. And it's not that people intentionally don't do the things they need to do. They just can't keep the organization in place to make sure that they've got something to eat with them. And they kind of lose track of some of the things that they can remember to do, to take foods along with them, because food drops down on its priority list significantly.
I don't know how anybody can drop food down on their priority list.
Well,
I mean, it's like,
you know,
it's the mainstay of everything, right?
Well, from my perspective, it is. I try hard not to miss any meals. And once in a while, missing a meal isn't going to cause a problem. But it's the ongoing, and it's usually the meals that we have in the middle of the day that we lose, because that's when we're the busiest. Many times we wake up in the morning and we don't feel like eating. We don't have an appetite. Well, that goes along with a couple of other situations that can be happening during periods of high stress. But then, so we don't have much for breakfast or anything for breakfast, and then we get really, really busy. It's the end of the year for businesses, so it's not just the holiday, it's also the finalizing of the year for all the businesses.
And then we grab a cookie, we grab a little piece of candy,
well,
and it kind of keeps
exactly.
you going, right?
And so the break room is starting to fill up with homemade goodies, and all those tempting things are showing up in the break room, or the people in their cubicles have little bowls of candy, or somebody shows up with this big gigantuan chocolate box that are three stories deep. And so people think, well, I didn't eat anything and I'm getting awfully hungry. I'll just have a cookie and I'll just have a cup of coffee to go with that cookie. Well, for a short period of time, it works. For a short period of time, they feel pretty good.
Well, it's like super fuel.
Well, it is. And then all of a sudden, they bottom out. But they don't bottom out at the same level they were before the cookie happened. They bottom out below where the cookie was. And so now they're starting to fall asleep or get grumpy or get totally confused about all the things that they have to get done.
Well, you know, one of the things I show people, I try to give them an analogy how that works because, you know, I'm always hard-banging them about staying away from the stuff that they shouldn't be putting in their body.
Exactly.
And I said, do you know what a corporate graph looks like or a graph that, you know, analyzes income and so forth? And they look at me. I said, no, go online, take a look at what a stock graph. And it's up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. And now in our lives, we do that, but we want the graph to go up. In this situation, what you're talking about, that up and down, that spiking due to sugar and caffeine, kicks it up, but then it drops it down again, kicks it up, drops it down. And then pretty soon you go to a place where you're below the ground zero line.
Exactly.
You're further low. So you need more and more to get you up and up, and then pretty soon it's crash time.
Exactly. And this is not the time of the year with crazy weather, bad driving conditions, think yesterday morning, lots and lots of things that have deadlines that have to be done to be able to not be able to think, to be clear in your mind, to have a definite schedule and be able to keep to it. And that's exactly what happens is we start falling into this trap that we get into of I don't have time to sleep. I don't have time to eat. I've got to get this done. And pretty soon we're a disaster. And then January comes along. We relax because the holidays are finally over. The goodies are finally gone. But now we've got crummy weather, and it's cold, and everybody starts getting sick.
So one stress compounds upon the
exactly.
next, adding to the place that we begin to debilitate ourselves. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, Sue Rozell, who is the head of the nutrition department at Rozell Center for Healing. Give us a call. Answer your questions on holiday stressful eating and why you're starting to get that runny nose and I don't feel good and, you know, this bug that's out there starting to hit everybody. And just remember what I've said. All of the bugs, the viruses, the bacteria, all that stuff that, you know, we seem to get more of this time of the year, well, the truth of it is it's there all the time. It's not just now. It's just that your immune system crashes because of one of the things we're talking about right now. You're not eating properly. And it's not even not eating. You're just not eating. And you're kind of getting, you know, along the line. So you're trying to get super fuel, which is sugar and caffeine and even alcohol. And you bump it up and now you crash. So people who have challenges to begin with, they're in pain. They have problems with blood sugar handling, either diabetes or the opposite. They're in a coma all the time because of low blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
This all fits in the same place, doesn't
it? Sure it does. Sure it does. Whatever the cause is, when you have an additional stress, you exacerbate it. So if you are a diabetic and you're not eating the way you have to eat, and with diabetes, that's a life-threatening disorder that takes us out in pieces, unfortunately. If you are not eating the way you have to, your blood sugars are going to start spiraling out of control. And now instead of getting up in the morning with a blood sugar of 112, 120, you're getting up in the morning with a blood sugar of 220. Now we've got a lot of health issues starting to begin to play out. And it may take a while to get that blood sugar stabilized. What I'm talking about most of the time, though, is what we call reactive hypoglycemia. There's not a physical problem. It's not a disease. But what it is, it's a reflection of how people are eating or not eating and the content of those meals.
Well, you use the term reactive hypoglycemia. Hypo means low,
right.
Not enough of.
Right.
And it's reacting. It's something that's triggering the response.
It's reacting to what you're doing, exactly, or not doing. In this case, if you're eating good foods, good meals, good balance with vegetables and right kinds of fats and proteins and the right amount of carbohydrate, you are not going to have a reaction with your blood sugars. On the other hand, if you're just doing high impact carbohydrates, which are your refined stuff, the stuff on your mantra, you are going to end up with a reaction that will drop your blood sugar, and that's where that term comes from.
Well, so, when we talk about stress, and, you know, stress is multidimensional, but we're talking about a dietary stress compounded on an emotional stress. Right. And some people have physical challenges, which are also stressful. They're in pain all the time, or their body is not in shape. And you go into this adrenal fight flight, and that's what you're talking about.
Sure.
And that adrenal system, the little ductless glands that sit on top of the kidneys, and they put out all kinds of things. One's epinephrine, norepinephrine, another, and then we're looking at insulin triggering from the adrenal system because it's got to tell the pancreas what to do, which releases the insulin. So this is, you know, this is a situation where this pattern that you're talking about, reactive blood sugar, starts from because cortisol is being upregulated, right?
Yeah. And cortisol is
inhibits insulin.
It's the stress. It's your stress hormone. And any time the brain's fuel levels get too low, it triggers that stress reaction from the adrenals for whatever the reason that it may happen. Cortisol automatically goes up to release stored glucose, and it also, at the same token, increases the signals to increase the insulin production, so the blood sugar goes up, the blood sugar goes down, and then you get a craving for sweets or craving for something. You don't get cravings for chicken and broccoli. You get cravings for sugar.
Because it's fast-acting. Your body can't release the glycogen.
Exactly. And so you get on this merry run treadmill where you're just constantly exhausted, and you're stressing out, and you get cravings for sugars, and the more you crave, the more you eat them, and the more you eat them, the more stress you get, and so the higher the cortisol goes up trying to deal with all of this, and it's craziness.
See, the people, you know, so many of our patients and our listeners don't realize that the way the body normally works is to take the first available sugar out of the system first. So if you're putting it in, it can't go to sugar storage, which is glycogen, and release it to convert it into glucose. And then from there, and that's how the body should work, but we don't get that done. And we end up with this reactive pattern, as you've expressed. And people, particularly this time of the year, go, 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 push, 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 push. I got to go get the presents. I got to do this. Oh my God, it's 2 days before Christmas. I haven't done anything yet. And, you know, and that's, you know, my trick. But actually, I'm pretty good this year. But at the end of the day, we see these patients that are totally, particularly coming in January, coming up the first part of the year, they are beat. They're beat up. They're exhausted. They have no oomph left in them.
Exactly.
And they're hurting, and they have all kinds of, God forbid you do any blood work in January, you're going to see everything outside the markers.
Never do blood work the beginning of January, ever. Because you're
not
going unless
you want to scare yourself.
You are going to have terrible results if you have done the usual things that most people do between Halloween and New Year's. it's just not the time to do it. But it's unfortunately, that's the way we try to cope with things in this society. And we have a hard enough time during the normal times of the year remembering to eat and remembering to eat the right kinds of foods and to be careful about not grabbing the candy bar instead of grabbing lunch, as it is. And then when we superimpose all the craziness of this season, people just say, I can't do it all. And you know, they just stop.
It's like instead of ho, 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 it's oh, oh, oh.
Exactly.
And we go down the tubes. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Give us a call. We'll take your calls. And we're going to talk more about, you know, what you're doing to yourself and how to prevent it. Unfortunately, Christmas is a good time and it's a bad time. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell live in studio on this very crazy Washington day with weather. Like, I don't know. You know, today it's going to be warm. It's going to be in the 60s. Tomorrow it's going to be butt cold. And if you're going to go to the game tomorrow night, as I am and my son, I would think that, you know, the kind of stuff you wear to protect yourself in Alaska would be a good idea. It's going to have some wind. It's going to be cold. It's going to be a clear night, so it's going to be really cold. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you in studio. Sue Rozell, head of the nutrition department at the Rozell Center for Healing, and we're talking about holiday stress, meaning what you're eating and your go, 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 and you're forgetting to eat and you're grabbing as can, and what your diet really works around right now is sugar. which is not okay. And we intend to take your calls as we go through. Sue, we were talking that, you know, this stress pattern, right? You know, people don't really get it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they don't realize that it's a fight-flight phenomena. There's cortisol.
Right.
That, you know, it's like chasing the tiger or running away from the tiger.
Mm-hmm.
But the symptoms are huge.
They are.
And they're multidimensional.
Absolutely. Well, and again, we're talking about the fuel. If your fuel isn't the kind that it should be, your engines aren't going to work properly. Just typical symptoms, signs of hypoglycemic reaction or excessive stress and doing what we're talking about, missing your meals and so forth. Weakness or faintness, sweating when you're not exercising, either excessive hunger or no appetite, craving for sweets, feeling tired if you miss a meal, falling asleep after you have eaten a meal, dizziness when you stand up in a hurry or you bend over and pick something up.
I thought you fell asleep only when you ate turkey.
No, oh, no,
okay.
It's so not the turkey.
It's not a Thanksgiving.
It's not the turkey.
Okay,
it's all the stuff you put around the turkey.
Oh, okay.
shakiness. Afternoon fatigue. How many people crash at 3 o'clock and hope that their bosses don't have an important meeting at 3 o'clock because you're going to sit there and fall asleep? Occasional blurry vision, weight gain. Obviously, that goes with all the sugar and the junk. Headaches. It's one of the major causes of migraine headaches, by the way. And if you have a low sugar-induced migraine, that one may be the toughest one to get over. It may take you up to 36 hours to get over that
one. Or more.
Or longer. Poor memory. Forgetfulness. Can't remember. Forget where you are when you're driving.
we won't go there.
How weird is that?
And that's not because you're drinking.
No. You've zoned out and you suddenly find yourself someplace and you have to shake your head and say, where the heck am I at this moment? Confusion, to lots of stuff. This is the thing that gets me this time of the year, and that's the anxiety, the nervousness. Just people are just over the top with being anxious or depressed. You know, they say that the holidays can also be a most depressing time, and they can be. But letting your fuel system get wacky on you is going to aggravate either the anxiety or the depression, whichever direction you're likely to be in. Women, if you are cycling, your premenstrual syndromes can increase significantly. Personality changes. Go into rage attacks. React to stuff that normally you would not even have bothered you.
See,
you just lose
it. See,
I
told you I had an excuse.
Never mind. I swear that the road rage we have around here on the Beltway at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, half of it would be improved if people would just eat a snack before they got on the road. But it really can make us react in a very bad way. And then we have things like heart palpitations. Okay, how many times do you get palpitations? Oh, my gosh, I'm having a heart attack. No. You're anxious.
Yeah, you're anxious.
Or your blood sugars are down.
And because you're depleting the vitamins and minerals in your system, which we're going to talk about when mm-hmm. we come back in the next half of the program, how these things cause these problems. There's
yeah.
a reason for it. It's this, and it's depletion, and the depletion causes the symptoms.
Right. Well, and also high cortisol. High cortisol can cause heart palpitations. And it can also impact hormones. A lot of women don't have their periods when they get very, very over the top stressed. Or they have too many periods.
And guys, your libido goes south. It
yeah.
goes out to lunch. It doesn't exist.
Nope. So, I mean, it's really a bad thing for us from all aspects, physiologically and emotionally and mentally, when we don't treat our bodies the way they need to be treated. And unfortunately, in this day and age, the average person in the United States eating the Great American Diet is eating upwards to 170 pounds of sugar a year.
Yeah, and it used to be like 14 pounds when this country first came around.
Well, even less than that.
And I don't eat much sugar, so he's eating my share.
Yeah, and that doesn't even include the corn syrups and all of the other dextroses and things that you find with OSes in their labels. So it's like, no wonder people are having a hard time balancing their systems.
We're coming up to the bottom of the hour and a break, and you have to listen to the news now and those people who are bringing you Dr. Thomas Alive, because without them, we wouldn't be here. We're going to come back. We're going to answer your questions. We're going to give you how to fix this, more importantly. Don't go away. My guest in studio, Sue Rozelle. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle is in studio. I am live. I am sitting around waiting for your phone calls. No, actually, there's a ton of them there. We're going to take them. My guest in studio, Sue Rozelle, the head of the nutrition department, the Rozelle Center for Healing. We're talking about holiday eating stress, or actually lack thereof, things that you don't put in your body that you should be putting in your body, and, you know, the go, 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 and the push, 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 and all the side symptoms that you wonder where they came from, besides getting sick this time of the year, which is setting yourself up for a disaster. But, you know, the confusion, the increased pain patterns that you have, I can't, you know, function on a day-to-day basis, you can't see. But anyway, we're going to talk more about that. We're going to talk about the fix. But before we do that, Jerry, thank you for being extremely patient. How can we help you?
You're welcome. Well, I'm calling to say that I am at the epitome of not eating. And I seem to be the little bunny that never loses any energy. I run on top of everybody in my office. I don't know what to do with myself. I am so frustrated that I will not think that I need to eat because I don't get hungry.
Sometimes when you don't get hungry, it's because you're eating you up. And so what you would do is you would take the analysis of what your body composition is. You would find out what it's doing to you. You should have you can be a thin person and still have way too much body fat because that body fat goes inside. But your body needs amino acids, proteins to keep going. And guess what your muscles are made of? Your muscles are made of amino acids. So that's your primary store. So your body's going to go grab those and you start depleting your muscle mass. The energy is, a constant push, 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 push until you hit a wall. And there are a lot of genetic people who can go much longer until they hit that proverbial wall, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's down.
Well, you also have to remember that you don't have an appetite when your cortisol is running the show for fuel. This is why a lot of folks wake up in the middle of the night. They don't realize that they're hungry, but they're waking up every night between 3:30 and 5 in the morning. Their cortisol is what's waking them up. It's normally rising at that point, but if blood sugars get too low, that's the stress mechanism that kicks in as a signal from the brain that the fuel is getting too low. So cortisol goes up. It creates fuel, but it does not use your digestive tract to provide you with that necessary fuel. So you don't have an appetite. This is why a lot of folks can't eat breakfast when they first get up in the morning. And if I get them to start eating breakfast, they come in complaining. When I eat breakfast, I'm hungry. I'm hungry for lunch. I said, yes, that's what I want. I don't want you using your cortisol to run yourself because you're going to eventually run out of that. You're going to burn your muscles down, lose muscle mass and strength, and you will eventually start having some significant problems.
And Jerry, the problem with your cortisol going up and then ultimately crashing, it goes into this fight-flight reaction that we're talking about. Pretty soon your thyroid doesn't work. And that goes, you start going into a hypothyroid pattern. It can be a Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is an autoimmune reaction. So all of these things kind of tandem into each other. Sometimes confusion, you're going, but your anxiety level is building as well. So all these things piggyback one on top of the other over a period of time. But the way that you would...
What is cortisol?
Cortisol is a stress hormone that's produced by the adrenal glands.
It's your fight or flight hormone.
So, you know, when you look at cortisol, it has to be at a certain range. It's the highest of the day in the morning when you wake up, and that slowly goes down. But if you don't have enough protein in the system, what happens at that point is your blood sugars drop and cortisol spikes in the middle of the night and wakes you up. Instead of early in the morning when you should be awake, it does it in the middle of the night, and then you have a lot of people who have trouble getting back to sleep. But that's how that works. And so you have to look at all the pieces that are surrounding that. And, you know, we would sit there and we would talk to you for an hour, try to find out, okay, what's happening in this situation, what's happening in this situation, but not eating and not wanting to eat, Jerry, is not a good thing. Appreciate your call, Jerry. I hope that helps you a little bit, but you got to be able to get to somebody. I know you're from Southern Maryland. And by the way, Sue does nutritional consults over the phone, and she'll send you information. You can send it back to her. She'll get on the phone with you, and you can go back and forth. The beauty of computers and fax machines and so forth work great in this particular situation. 888-630-9625. Charlotte, how can we help you?
Good afternoon, Tom. I was just wondering about the substance PNSAID, P-N-N-S-A-I-D, and if that, by putting that topically, if it would be absorbed and still go into the intestines and infect it.
Anything that is, that's on the skin is going to go into the body, and it will go systemically. It'll hit all the organ systems. A lot of the hormones that are specifically designed to be rubbed on the skin, they do that so they bypass digestion, so they get more of an impact directly than if you have to take it orally. So the immediate intake is, for example, like glutathione. Often they use it in a nasal spray because it goes directly into the system. If you have a sublingual, that goes directly. The worst absorption patterns is when you take it and swallow it, and it has to go through the intestinal system, through the stomach and the intestinal system. That's one of the reasons that, you know, when you get a probiotic, it has billions and billions and billions, right? And everybody's promoting that that's the best, you know, this is the best one. The reason they do that is because the majority of the probiotic is destroyed in the stomach because of the hydrochloric acid. So if you can get anything to go transdermal, meaning through the skin, it's going to go directly into the body, and it will affect all the other organ systems.
And anything that touches you, that you breathe in, you drink in, you swallow, that you put on your body, ultimately has to get processed through the liver. That's just the way our bodies are. That's why we have such liver trouble.
So that's, I mean, this will affect the flora of my intestines. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's,
right, thank you.
You're welcome, Charlotte. See you next week. Bye. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. My guest in studio today is Sue Rozelle, and we're talking about holiday stress eating patterns, not just the stuff that you shouldn't be eating, but not eating at all, and how it's affecting you, compounded with the anxiety that goes along with the holiday season and so forth. It's not a good combination. By the way, we want you to go to our website. Go to rozellecare.com, R-O-S-E-L-L-E-C-A-R-E.com, and check it out. There's something that we put in there because we do it for our patients, and we want to do it for you as well. There is a gift. There, you go down and scroll down, probably about halfway through the website, and you're going to see something that says Holiday Special Gift Certificate for New Patients. And it's a significant reduction. It's only at Christmas time. Only now is when we do it. And we'd love to have you part of our family and help you as much as we possibly can, give you an opportunity. There's if you go into our iStore, there's something for the nutrition department. There's something there for the doctors. It's significantly reduced fee, but only now as our gift to you during Christmas and in this coming new year. We want you to make a pledge to yourself that you're going to get well, that you're going to be free of pain, that you're going to eat properly, that you're going to be guided in the right exercise programs and so forth. So here's your opportunity. Go to rozellecare.com. You can only go onto the website to get it. So go to rozellecare.com and check it out. And we'd love to have you, again, as part of the Rozelle Center for Healing's family, that we can move you forward, maintain an educational process for you, point you in the right direction, do everything we possibly can to make your life better. 888-630-9625. Sue, let's talk about the depletions that this type of holiday eating pattern and stress patterns are causing in the body, and subsequently the ramifications.
Well, again, the first thing that comes to mind when we're talking stress are your B vitamins. You need B vitamins for every energy cycle there is in your body. You need B vitamins to make happy juices for your brain. You need B vitamins for your neurological system to properly function. You need B vitamins for good integrity of bone health, muscle health, digestive tract. Everything that happens inside of you requires B vitamins, including how to manage stress. And when you start the bonfire of cortisol, you are gobbling up the B vitamins like crazy. So any place that a B vitamin should have been used for is going to be depleted because of the demand. The body will pull what it needs to meet a demand. That's the way we do. That's how we survive through all of the stresses of the millennia that we've been on this earth. But the ideal situation is short term, and then it gives you a chance to recuperate. With the B vitamins, they're water soluble. You have to eat the right foods, take the right nutrient supports, because they cannot be stored in the body. And when they're gone, they're gone. So that's the first big reduction that we have.
You know, the thing that you talked about earlier you're talking about one of the symptoms of this type of eating pattern and the stress pattern in the holidays is heart palpitations, and it's actually a heart fibrillation. It kind of flips around. And B-complex is one of the primary things that the heart needs, but also one of the things that's burned up is magnesium.
And that was my next place.
You know, and, you know, muscles ache and hearts flip around and, you
leg cramps bring you out of bed in a very big hurry in the middle of the night. And yes, and of course, the adrenal glands, which we were talking about, which are the source of the cortisol, the source of the fight or flight hormones, uses more magnesium than any place else in the body. But again, that magnesium has about 400 different activities within the system, and it's a hard mineral to get because we only have half as much of that as we do calcium in our foods, and that's if you eat a good diet.
And majority of people are depleted, deficient anyway, of magnesium.
Exactly.
And then you add that to the stress and dietary habits of this time of the year, and it gets worse. Interestingly, that we have a lot of just after the holidays, getting into January, February, March, we have a lot of people that are dying of strokes and dying of heart attacks simply because of what we're talking about.
A lot of it has to deal with that. The emotions that are associated with the imbalances chemically in the body, along with the emotional imbalances of the times, which, like I said, a lot of people find this is a very difficult time of the year, coupled with poor diet, depletion of the B vitamins, especially B1, thiamine, extremely important for the regulation of the valve functions of the heart. Magnesium, a major player in happy juices in the brain. And when I talk about happy juices, I'm talking about the chemical solutions that our brain and our intestinal tract produce to maintain an even keel in our emotional stability. And all of those require magnesium. And again, magnesium is rapidly depleted from our diet and because of the refined foods. And so we have a hard time getting it from the good food. And then when we eat foods that require that to be processed, we further deplete it.
Well, here, you know, let me tell you what a lot of our listeners are hearing at this point, right? They're hearing, okay, I'll just go out and take the vitamins.
I'll take B vitamins and magnesium.
I'll take B vitamins and magnesium, and I'll just go take it, and everything will be good. Well, no, that's not the deal.
It doesn't work like that.
No. That's called you have to have the balance, and sometimes you have to supplement, but it starts with diet and stopping the depletion cycle.
Well, that's why they're called supplements. They're not called diets. They're called supplements to supplement the foods that you eat. And it just doesn't work to live on cookies and coffee and good supplements to the exclusion of good foods.
You know, and in addition to that, I have patients, you have patients that will come in and, you know, we've put them on things that we know that they need because they're burning things up like crazy. And it's, you know, it serves a purpose for a period of time. And I ask them, you know, are you drinking your water? No, I haven't had time. Do you know what I've been doing today? I've been doing this. I said, yes, yeah, so drink water. You know, how about your vitamins? You're taking your magnesium and your B-complex and your zinc and so forth. Well, I didn't have time today. I had this meeting. I had that meeting. That's, you got to change the focus because you're going to crash.
That's right. It's getting on the beltway with the fuel light flashing. It just doesn't work. Plus the fact, you know, we say, no, you can't replace good food with supplements, even though a lot of people try. And there are some really excellent supplements out there for people to use. The problem is we still aren't as smart as Mother Nature. And the B vitamins that you get from food work in a different manner than the B vitamins you get from a pill. Purely because we do not completely understand all of the interactions and all of other nutrients that may be present in those foods that we haven't discovered yet to make a difference in how they work. So, yes, you can use it to bolster up what you need, but not to replace what isn't coming in from the diet.
You know, it's like everybody says, well, I'll have a glass of orange juice for my vitamin C. Well,
yeah.
Here the problem is that it's very low-level vitamin C, and if it's a hybridized orange or anything else, you're not going to get much out of it anyway. But what we forget about is the carrier molecules. It's called bioflavonoids. Mm-hmm. That's the pulp, the white. That's the white in the skin. If you don't get that white in the skin, you're not getting the bioflavonoids, and you don't have a broad-spectrum absorption pattern that makes a difference, and it doesn't affect your immune response.
Right, and you can't get the benefits of the vitamin C without them. They have to work. It's called synergy. And This is, and plus the fact you're going to burn up your B vitamins and your magnesium dealing with the high sugar level that the orange juice is going to give you.
Yeah, it's called fructose. You know, and you know, when you talk about people eating the things that they eat, it's like, oh my God, you know, you're really putting that kind of stuff in your body
yeah.
on a regular basis. And you look at them, you know, I'm still an old time doc. You know, I like to look at skin tissue. I smell behind the ears. I smell people's, you know, elbows and so forth. I look at skin textures. I look at their mouth. I tell them to stick their tongue out at me. And all those things tell me, regardless of what their story happens to be, it tells me exactly what they've been doing and what they should be doing that they're not doing. So it's, you know, your body's this amazing, amazing piece of machinery that needs to be run like the best automotive vehicle that you can possibly
think of. You've got to put high test in these Mercedes.
Yeah,
that's just the way it is.
It's not working on Joe's Jeep.
No.
We're coming up to break. We're going to take a couple more calls. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle Live.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Roselle here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Roselle Live, as you do every Sunday, same old time, same old place, on your dial, you know, regardless of the part of the country. Sometimes it's 9 o'clock, sometimes it's 10. But here on the Eastern Seaboard, it's 12 noon. So make sure you tell your friends about us. Go to our website. Go to RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com. And check out the gift that we have for you only for Christmas. It's called a New Patient Holiday Special. And generally, in our office, to see one of our doctors, it's much more expensive than what you're going to see there. And this is a significant, significant value. Go in, get it done. It includes a neuromuscular exam, an applied kinesiological exam, acupuncture screening, a thermographic imaging of the area complaint. We're going to check your gait out, a full report of findings. I mean, it's a huge value. Again, we're doing it only at Christmas and only for you, for Dr. Tom Roselle listeners. So you won't find it anyplace else, but go to the website and make it happen. And there's also a special value for those of you who would like to see Sue, whether you're an old patient, a new patient, or Mary Jane, Sue's colleague. They heard that on the air, Sue. So they got Mary Jane out of it, too.
Okay,
good. See, she whispers things, and then we know all about it. Let's go to the phones.
I don't have any flashcards.
Sylvia, how can we help you? Thank you for holding.
First, I'd like to wish you and yours and all your listeners a very, very peaceful new year.
Thank
you. I'd like to ask something about steroids, if I might.
Sure, go ahead.
I'd like to know... if a person is the drug, you know, medication intake, that's part of your nutrition today. If that intake the nasal spray contains corticosteroids, would that affect glaucoma in the eye?
Yes.
Absolutely, yes. Anything that you inhale, anything that you absorb in, anything you take by mouth, it's going to have the same side effects. And because
and it will be listed on your side effects on your readouts for your prescription.
Yeah, just take a look at it. It's there, but it will, in fact, cause a problem. It'll cause cataract problems. It'll cause glaucoma. It's going to affect the eye significantly.
Well, you've answered that very nicely. Thank you very much. I have to find something else then. I don't know why the doctors prescribe that if they know someone has glaucoma.
Well, because they don't look sometimes, unfortunately. And there's a lot of really good docs out there that know their stuff and are very careful, and there's unfortunately more of them. But a lot of them get stuck into the drug loop. It's too easy to write the prescription, and they don't even look at the side effects. And the next time you go in, they give you something else for a side effect and something else for that side effect and so forth.
Well, steroids are also heavy hitters, and they get a fast reaction, and that's what they're looking for. But there are some that are not steroids, if you have to do something like that, that won't have that same impact.
Sylvia, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Teresa, how can we help you?
Oh, hi. This is Teresa from Michigan. And actually, I'm one of your clients. At least I was when I lived in the area.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
And I really loved going there. So for your listening audience to hear that, I really loved the care I got
there. Thank you.
My question is this. I am in a bit of a state of panic because my scalp is aching and my hair is starting to fall out and I'm freaking out. I thought it might be a thyroid problem. I went and had my thyroid checked, and it's at a 2-2 level. I don't know what to do. I'm kind of freaking out about it. So I thought I would call and see what you might suggest.
Well, it could be a couple of things, all right? You have to want to take a look at your protein levels. That if you've dropped your protein in your diet down, that's the number one reason why people often lose their hair, and women are notorious for dropping proteins out of their diet.
Uh-huh.
The other thing, it might be your iron status, so you might want to have your doctor do an iron TIBC and a ferritin level to see if your iron status is good. You may want to do a full thyroid. You may have a good TSH and maybe a good T4, but you may not be converting that hormone to its active form.
And Teresa, here's the other thing with the thyroid hormones. A lot of the doctors that you go to, if you're within the laboratory parameters of the hormone levels, they tell you you're normal, but the truth of it is it isn't. Thyroid hormone, TSH, it's not the hormone, but thyroid stimulating hormone, goes from about 0.578 up to about 4.5. The normal, the perfect target that you want to go at is 1.8 to 2.3. If you can get it 1.8 to 2.3, that's where you want to be. If you're outside of that, I mean, if you're 2.4, 2.5, it may come back down. But if you're like at 3, even though you're within parameters, you got a problem. So you have to look at the in-between. Teresa, unfortunately, we're coming up to the end of the program. Send us a note at BrazelCare.com, and we'll get back to you, and we'll answer that question.
You might want to check Biotin, too.
And it's good to hear you. We're coming up to the end of the program. Unfortunately, it's way too short. Give me 2 hours and we can answer all your questions. Christmas is here. Merry Christmas, and Hanukkah starts on Christmas Eve, and happy Hanukkah to all of you as well. We love you. See you when we come back.
And a wonderful 2017.